think parties have made efforts to increase the rate of female participation, but there's still a lot of work to do, really, to make the board a level playing field, I think, for men and women, and I think that's why you don't see more females coming forward. I think also there's a lot of reporting at the minute about the level of vitriol and animosity that public representatives receive, particularly through social media. And I think there probably isn't a public representative who hasn't experienced a degree of that. And that is something that's very off-putting, I think, possibly particularly for ladies and for women when they consider putting themselves forward.
Would it be fair to say as well, Sinead, that there's demand on women as mothers, especially if they're looking to enter a political role?
Obviously, as women and as mothers, you've multiple demands on your time, and that can be very difficult to juggle given the demands of that are on public representatives. There's no such thing as 9 to 5 or Monday to Friday. You know, it's very much at any time of the day or week, you can be required to, you know, put on your public rep hat, and people are very happy to do that, and I was delighted to do that for my tenure. But it can also be daunting for people who don't have experience of that life to consider giving that amount of their time for the work. But, you know, Ronan, they say politics, a week is a long time in politics. And for the last convention for Fine Gael, we had 9 people put themselves forward. And actually the 2 people who ultimately ran in the election, Thomas Walsh and Frank Feehan, neither of them were part of that convention. So you never know what will happen between the time of a convention and an election. A lot can change. And I'd be hopeful maybe that somebody would put themselves forward and that they would be supported, which is the most important thing, by the party and by the party members to do that and to be successful.